All right, thank you so much. Here we are, worldwide live over the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS. We have the phone lines open. I welcome all those who are joining in on the internet, and also those, every time you hear a ding, that somebody joining in on the conference call, since this is a simulcast. Those people who just came in the last minute or two, I welcome you, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Mimi.
Hi.
I hear Mimi. Hi, Mimi. Welcome to the call.
Hello, it's Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Good evening, Wanda. Welcome.
Please hang up and try again.
If don't hang up. No, just stay here.
And then dial your operator.
The operator. All right. I guess somebody else joined in here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Mike and Mary in Nebraska.
Good evening, Mike and Mary. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. All right. If people are joining in online, of course, I cannot see that. I cannot hear you, but we know you're there, and I welcome you. Thank you for being here. We are still 2 minutes away from the hour. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Sarah in Colorado.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Good evening, Terry. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for being here again, Terry.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Heiss. This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don.
Hi,
welcome to the call.
Thanks. Good to be here.
All right.
Here, come here. Who was that? There's my kitty.
All right. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location, unless you're Wynn. Hi, Wynn. Good evening.
Good evening, guys. How'd you know it was me?
I'm not going to tell
Hello,
you.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey.
All right. Thank you for being here. So Wynn and Terry are both here, and we are live on BBS Radio. Welcome all those on BBS joining in to the internet. Thank you so much for being here. In the meantime, we had a few more people joining in on the phone line. I welcome you guys, and if you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Percy.
Hi, Percy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Hives.
Hey, Percy.
Yes,
Percy, you were on the Law of One workshop, weren't you?
I missed it. I just thought it started at 6 o'clock, but I did sign up, and I'm getting the tapes.
Oh, good. Okay.
I've not listened to that one yet, but it sounds like it was dynamite.
Yes.
It was interesting. You know, the information is just as dynamite on all of them. But for whatever reason, we reached a plateau, and the energy was just really, really together right from the beginning, you know?
On what day?
That was on the Law of One workshop that we did with Carla.
Hello.
Saturday. Hi there.
It was really a oneness going on, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wynn, you didn't send me this is Marilyn. You didn't send me the...
replay?
Audio and the tapes from the previous one.
I was just mad at you.
You know, yeah, I wasn't on last night. I had a meeting and I listened to the replay of the Monday night call, and I was so sorry I missed it. But I had a meeting and I'm on Eastern Standard Time, so when I came home.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. I can't wait. I was like, I can't wait for the next one. But
now, who was it that sent me all those lawyer jokes?
Not me.
It was Marilyn, right?
No.
It was another Marilyn. Another, it was Marilyn Kowalski.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Marilyn, are you on the line?
No, she's not here.
She's not. Oh, she's usually.
But Morgan is.
Morgan, welcome to the call. We had more people join in here in the last minute. Right now, you still, if you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Dharmananda here.
Hi, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Joan, Newport, Rhode Island.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Chris from Henderson, Kentucky.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the call.
I think we went through this, but Henderson is... It's pretty far from Louisville, isn't it?
It's about a two-hour drive.
2 hours. I mean, that's not that far in terms of...
No, not too bad.
Okay. Hi.
Yes, now, you know, I did turn off the entry and exit signs. Here is Marilyn. I think so.
Okay, hi. This is Guten Morgen. Good morning in Dutch.
Yeah. No, in German.
In German. Not in Dutch, though? What's Dutch?
Guten Morgen.
What?
Good so morning. Anyway, it's 6:03. We are live on BBS Radio. Welcome all those people joining in on the internet. Thank you so much for being here. We have a bunch of people here on the simulcast for the conference call. 6:04. Win and Terry are present. Thank you so much. I think we should push the boat off. Start going.
Did you say good morning is what they say in Norway?
In Holland, Goede Morgen.
Morgen, words.
Not Morgen, right?
Morgen.
Guten Morgen, because there's a Morgan on the call. Guten Morgen, that's German for good morning.
That's right. In Germany, Morgan. They say good morning. Yeah.
So it's always morning for Morgan.
I know, and I hate mornings. So I do much better later in the day.
I just stick with sup.
Okay, sorry, geez. Okay. Well,
I'll be
too easy. Sorry, I'm
okay. Is that Vaughn? Did I hear Vaughn's voice?
Oh,
sure. Nope.
We love eavesdropping on people in the background. Isn't it fun? We can make pretend we're the NSA.
Can you imagine how boring that job would be? Listening in at people's phone calls.
I guess it depends who you're listening to.
Yeah. It'd be boring if you're listening to
our notes.
I think we are ready. Let's see, we got great questions for tonight. My highest is thinking, don't forget to start the tape recorder.
How about a crewer?
Yeah. Well, this is a good question here. Hey, Rob, are you on the line?
What are you asking for?
Rob, a fellow said, I'm going to be on tonight for the first time.
We do have Rob. Is he there for the second time? No, not at all. Somebody else, wait.
Okay.
Hi, this is okay. Anna from Kent, Washington.
Hi, Anna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Anna.
Hey. This is Miranda from San Rafael.
Welcome. San Rafael presented. Presented.
Miranda from San Rafael.
Miranda.
Yolanda.
Right.
Nope. Yolanda?
No, Miranda.
Miranda, that's what I said. Miranda from San Rafael.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right.
We have some good questions, and I think we're just going to go right into it, because we're not ready, Terry's not ready, and you're not ready. That means everything is ready.
Then everything is as good as it's going to get.
That's right.
That's right.
I found a good Zen quote today. Hang on a second. Let's see if I can see it here. Come on, load. Okay.
You're not recording yet, right?
Well, here we go. Let me see. Should we start recording? Okay, we'll start recording. We'll put the joke on the audio, okay? Mm-hmm. And
this conference is being recorded.
This is March 2nd, 2014, when in Terry Sedona, Eyes in Nigeria, Everyone It's Everywhere, and some of you guys love it when we say your name. You know that? Hi, David, in Phoenix.
Not March,
and
it's April.
It's April.
April. Oh, thank you. April 2nd. April 2nd. I was in that was an April Fool's joke, okay?
That's
weird.
Okay.
Hey, I thought everyone's muted, Hayes. How come I hear them all?
Hey, Susan comes through everything, you know?
Jeez, I hope I didn't send out the wrong code today.
We're
on mute. I can't get rid of them all. Okay. So for people that like to hear their names, we have Ron in Missouri, we have Don Herman, and we have, let's see here, who is that? Joel in Chicago, and I see Marilyn is on the line, and Marilyn Kowalski, and she's responsible for all those bad lawyer jokes we did on Monday, and I won't say hello to anyone else. That's enough.
Oh, you know what? Somebody we should say hello to is Dave Mastey. He's on.
Oh, is Dave Mastey?
Yes.
Dave, are you on the line?
Oh, he's on BBS usually.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Dave Mastey. I can only say hello to the people that call in because I see their names on our console when they're there. And let's see. I was going to tell a Zen joke. I don't know if it's really a Zen joke or it's just a Zen koan. You know what a Zen koan is? Something where, what did he say? What did he say? But some of you on the line, and I won't name any names, will relate to this, okay? A Zen master once said to me, do the opposite of whatever I tell you. So I did. All right. No laughing. Of course, we're all muted. We can't hear you laugh. All right. Did you get it? Did you get that, Hives?
No, I didn't. That was waiting for the follow-up on that.
So, do the opposite of everything I tell you, so I didn't?
Yeah, well, he says, do the opposite of whatever I tell you. So now he's telling him to do the opposite, and that means he's saying, should I do everything you tell me then? Right?
Yes.
You get it now?
Yeah.
So it sounds like some of the people are on the line sometimes. To the opposite of whatever I tell you, so I didn't. It's like, where's the free will there? Do the opposite? Well, then I have to do everything you tell me. It's the opposite.
Right.
See, you can't resolve it, right? It just keeps your mind spinning, and I think we're muted, and we have a good energy. You know, you guys don't realize this. Maybe some of you realize it, but we couldn't do this in the way we're doing it if you all weren't holding such a loving energy. You know, that energy creates protection. It creates a pathway from the higher realms into this realm. And it's not that Terry does it or I do it. We're doing it together. And it is so rare to be able to create this kind of energy on a public call where the people don't know each other, haven't met each other, can't feel their body energies. You know, people radiate body energies, and yet we're doing it. So I congratulate you all for being here. And I know that many of you, if not most of you, who keep coming to these calls regularly, understand what you're doing and are aware of it. And really, people want to know how to be of service. It's a huge service to be doing this, because we are grounding the energy so that our work can reach many, many more people, and that I don't have to, every time I talk to somebody, start telling the story of my trip from L.A. to Portland. And you know, I had a very interesting private conversation with Terry, and private in the sense that it was just she and I. And I asked a question, and they gave an answer that I really had been thinking. It made me think for a long time. Wow. Because there is this idea that the Elohim and the Ra group can do interventions in this realm. And they can shift things. And they've said many times that there needs to be a certain... There needs to be a certain amount of people asking for them to do something. And let's put it this way. There's situations where it's not a planetary situation. So they can do things because it doesn't impact anyone else. If somebody happens to get a healing, or something happens miraculous, it's only between them and you, and you and somebody you care about. And it's up to you to help create the energy pathways and the feeling good enough. You know, I repeat again, my sister had her healing because I did the cheer up committee and I told jokes every day, and it made her feel good enough. That's one of the reasons these calls can be light, can be fun, as well as serious. And it is serious on one hand, because we live in a crazy world going through a dimensional shift. We have people on the call that are really struggling in one area or another, whether it's health or finances or being stuck emotionally in some area. And that when we can make you smile and laugh and lighten things up, then it's the first step to making these connections to the higher realms. And that starting to make the energy flow so that you can get in, so they can get into your space if you want them. And, you know, of course, it's free will. You have to ask. But if you ask and your energy isn't flowing, it's rigid. It's hard to get them there. So, you know, the best approach is, no matter what, do your best to keep a smile on your face, to be detached from anything that's happening in the world, and don't be afraid, no matter what happens. You know, we're all going to die, so big deal. When you die, you die. And, of course, if you've been listening to these calls long enough, you know that only your body dies. And you continue being aware, and you're going to reoccur somewhere. And, you know, the one thing that we can all accomplish is in all of our potentials, if you're coming into these calls in particularly, is to graduate into fourth city and to have your heart open. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing three calls a week, is because I know we're setting a tone with an open heart on these calls. And many of you are letting your hearts reach up and are feeling loved and loving. We feel your love. Terry feels your love. And our sources feel your love. And if you're feeling that loving on this call, it's going to rub off into the rest of your life. And you only have to feel it 51% of the time, okay, to get used to feeling that hard energy to graduate this realm. And you can start monitoring yourself. You can see it. And you know, the thing they were saying is that sometimes we ask for miracles. We want something, an intervention. We want something not to happen. And they said they can adjust timelines if there's the right energy, so that something that's supposed to happen might not happen. And they can trigger kind of, how would we say it? Things not to meet properly, like synchronicities where things don't work out instead of where they do. And so we and other people who are reaching to the higher realms and asking are making it possible for those kinds of things to happen. But there's not enough of us, okay? And my challenge, because I realize this part of it is on me, it's that I have to go out and create the situation for loads and loads of people to discover us. And that's one of the reasons that I started taking my old songs out and started recording them. Because I said, that's a way to reach people outside of them having to believe anything. And then if they like the songs and they like the lyrics, and suddenly I'm giving away a free book, then it's just more people that end up discovering us. And let me call her in the light. And Terry, you're there. You're unmuted.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, good. Stay unmuted, okay?
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light around to protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And I have a message from Peter in Woodland Hills, California. I believe Woodland Hills is a suburb of L.A. and the San Fernando Valley. And I'll extend his question so it's a little bit bigger than the way he asked it. But I'll ask it just as he says it, and then I'll add on to it. I would like to ask our sources if the toys I bought and received from Japan for my son could present any risk of harm by radiation. These do come wrapped in their original boxes, but would like to know if plastic items could contain radiation at all, assuming they do not come from Japan's affected areas. And I was going to add, you know, any comments about anything else from Japan, fish, for example, food products, or Hondas, okay? My God, Honda's going to go crazy. They'll have to move their factories. Thank you.
Thank you. We greet you in the love light of the One, Infinite Creator. And we take a moment and we connect with each person that wishes to be connected with. And we extend our energies through the third density. And as we do it, we pick up radiation in the areas of nuclear plants, not only in Japan, but in other areas. And we see that when you are reviewing items that have come from such of the world which do have nuclear radiation, even in some natural settings, from previous nuclear explosions, such as some parts of India, some parts of Ukraine, some parts of Chernobyl, that you check each particular item. That would mean to get yourself a Geiger counter that you can measure, and you can check against the background radiation. One item from Japan might have radioactivity above the norm. Another that is looking just like it may not have radiation above the norm. So we recommend that you check out on a Geiger counter what the results are. In the area of Woodland Hills, you can find sources that sell Geiger counters, and you can go over to a lab, a shop that sells Geiger counters, and ask them for more information. Ask them about the availability for you of a Geiger counter, the cost, or simply ask if you can bring items in and have them tested. That is our answer. Rather than give a blanket answer, we give a specific answer.
Thank you. And Mimi asked, and I'm interested in this also. Are we due for something to happen in Yellowstone? Apparently, a lot of animals have been fleeing. There is a volcano, or a potential volcano there. Is there anything that you can talk about this, and is it something we should be putting in the light?
We would recommend that you do put this in the light, and that you also put Chile in the light, and also put the New Madrid Fault in the light, and also put California in the light. These are specific areas, also Japan. That being said, when one looks back in the history of Yellowstone, one sees that there have been other releases of magma that have not caused great amounts of disaster. For the whole supervolcano to explode would create a lot of ash, a lot of shade over the U.S. Depending upon the wind blowing, however, it would create some of its own weather. There have been other, we would say, releases in that area that have not caused such great disaster. So one does not need to expect the big one, but one needs to take a look more specifically at what is happening. there is a buildup of magma underneath, and there is pressure building at that location. Give us a moment. One may watch to see the magnitude of earthquakes, and if they get above a 5 or 6, then one needs to be keep a good distance, be wary of the area. Thank you.
When you say 5 or 6, you mean an area earthquake 5 or 6 magnitude in Yellowstone area?
That's correct.
And are the animals fleeing because of this buildup of energy?
They are feeling the vibrations under their feet of the earth moving. And
mm-hmm.
They are moving out of the range.
Thank you. You know what? Let's just take a moment right now and put those areas in the light with you while you're with us, at least with us verbally. So let's just send the light to Japan, the balance for no seismic or limited seismic activity, for capping the radiation in Fukushima, to Yellowstone National Park in California, to the state of California, particularly the West Coast, the country of Chile, which just had an earthquake, both for protection from future quakes and for the people that have been affected, to send them the light. And finally, the New Madrid fault line, which is centered in St. Louis. We send our energy for balance, the tectonic plates, we send this light to our entire planet. Thank you.
We ask one other thing, and that is that all of the people within the reach of this call can have compassion upon the earth and the things that the earth tolerates in its hosting of mankind, in that there are weapons stored in different countries that could do great damage to the planet itself. And we ask for balance, as you asked for moderation with earthquakes. We ask for compassion for Mother Earth. in relationship to the expressions of man, the physical expressions such as with stockpiles of weapons that could cause great harm, not only to Earth, but to the future of man.
Thank you. Would the Earth create a disaster in a location to protect itself from the weapons that might go off?
The Earth can ask for help. The Earth can ask for help from the sun and ask for help from the whole of Earth in protection. And this is not generally thought of by mankind. They think of Earth as an inert substance that simply is there, and it is very much alive.
We take a moment and send our love to the Earth and our gratitude. Next question from Billy. Billy thinks he's been seeing black orbs in his space, and he's wondering if he really is, and if he is it positive or negative? And if it's negative, how do I get it out of my space?
Thank you. Black is the color of separation. It is the color of isolation. And as you in yourself center, keep your own center and keep your own light, you can let those go their own way. We take a moment and we place protection, or we place a separation, a dissolution of separate energies that can detract from your general path forward. We would say, let them go. Do not attack them. Do not fight them off, but simply move out of the frequency where they are. Move to another frequency and let them go their own way. As the separation and the isolation that they put in the proximity of your space does not serve you well.
Thank you. Okay, this is from Diane in Minnesota. There's a number of people suggesting that we are on the eve of some kind of grand event. They're calling it a grand event, something that humankind has never seen or experienced, mostly having to do with Christ consciousness coming to earth. And I have read April 15th as a named date. You know, I want to comment that so many times people say things to keep your attention focused. And it's not necessarily true, because people love the idea of some single transformative event that changes everything. I even love that idea. But in most of our conversations, we haven't had any indication of that being the way that it's going to occur. Although I'm open to the possibilities, and if our sources want to give any clarification about that, then we are all ears. And that's the question. Thank you.
Thank you. We take a look to see the source of this. And we do see that there are energies from Christ consciousness that are seeking to clarify themselves in the earth plane, and that the individuals during the month of April, the individuals of Earth may experience some things in nature that are difficult. For instance, further earthquake activity. And when the individuals experience such difficulty, they then turn to the higher sources to bring through love and to make things easier for them. There are difficult configurations in the star patterns in the area of April 20th and moving up to that. And we see that different groups in these difficult star patterns may then turn to the Christ consciousness more readily. Thank you.
Thank you. So, just for clarification, it's not like we're going to see some mass enlightenment event where everyone is walking around saying, I love my brother. That would not be the likely way.
We do not see that en masse.
Yeah.
There are individuals who may wish that and may try to make it happen. But we do not see that en masse.
Yeah, so I think that's the implication of this grand event, that suddenly everyone, there's an idea that everyone's going to transform and be loving and open and compassionate. And I think just that would violate the free will of the people that don't want to be that way. And they can't be forced, and they're going to have their right to be how they are.
We are laughing at the idea that everyone would suddenly go against wherever they were on their path and wherever they were in their emotional nature to suddenly give it all up and become beautiful. That is the wrong word, but perhaps you get the sense. Blissful, perhaps.
We get the sense. Thank you for clarifying that. This is from Don Herman, and he says on page 281 of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I just wanted to insert here, if you haven't read that book, you are missing out on a huge tool to assist you. There is so much wisdom and guidance in that, and it is much more than the connection between David Wilcock and Edgar Cayce. Half of the book are the sessions from what is identified as the Ra Group, trying to counsel the world and give guidance on the shift. In any case, Don Herman says, quotes the book, "It is this original wound, the illusion of separation from God, that is the basis behind all suffering and also the final key to complete enlightenment." I'll read that again. This is a very beautiful sentence, or at least with deepest of wisdoms. "It is this original wound, and the original wound is the illusion of separation from God. That is the basis behind all suffering and also the final key to complete enlightenment." And Don asks, can sources expand on this idea?
Thank you. When you apply this broadly, this concept broadly, if you take the body, for instance, and if one becomes alienated from his fellow man and begins to feel separate, his body begins to feel separate. His body begins to shut down. It begins to not reach out. The chakras don't spin right and don't connect right. And it creates physical symptoms, both within the body and within disease in the body, and also within the functioning of the body and the connection of that person to their surroundings, which then affects the ability to bring in nourishment that the person needs in order to have a fulfilling life, an abundant life. And so as one separates out, one begins to lose contact with the elements that can flow to him and nourish him and keep him safe and happy and related, receiving and giving love, which is so needed in the nurturing of the soul.
Thank you. I don't usually ask this kind of question or put it out, but I'm just going to do it anyway today. And this is from Rob Sage. Don't everyone rush to ask the same question for themselves, but he's kind of new to our group. He's online listening, I think. And he says, "Do the Elohim have a message for me? I want to hear it. Thank you." And that's Rob Jeffrey Sage in Glendora, California.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We bring you a message as we are speaking directly to you, not through the telephone lines, directly to you. If you pay attention to the area around your crown chakra as if it is a crown, and feel tingling, feel pressure in that area, like a crown around your head. It is one of the first places that we are able to connect through the crown chakra, and simply to hold you close with love, without an agenda of our own, but as giving love to you as you would wish to be loved. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Jennifer Powers in Lafayette, Indiana, who's also a new listener. She says, the discussions make sense to me on a soul level. Keep up the good work. And her question is, Jesus teaches forgiveness. Example, after resurrection, Jesus appeared in a locked room to his disciples where he showed the holes in his hands. As part of the speech, he tells them that the Holy Spirit is with all of them, and they, of course, are human, just like we are. The Holy Spirit is with us, too. That's our comment in parenthesis. He tells them that they now have the powers to forgive sin, just like the Lord's Prayer. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. So my question is, how powerful is the act of forgiveness? And can we move on to a different dimension if we harbor unforgiveness? Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Forgiveness is very powerful. It allows closure. It allows the person who is forgiving, the one doing the forgiving, to heal what has been unjustly done. It allows them to again make whole their matrix by not holding the injustice to them. They allow themselves, their matrix, to become whole again and to reach out again rather than distorting their matrix into the wounding and holding the wounding close and then trying to operate above the wounding, beyond the wounding, but still holding the wounding there. This makes for a distortion in the ability to move forward because one is keeping their attention tied up in holding the wounding there in the memory within the body, in the memory within the matrix, not having full access to the area that had been wounded and having the wounded area totally healed and being able to pull its share of everything of creation with the rest of the matrix. It makes a person whole to forgive another.
Thank you. Dharmananda, I'm not going to ask this question. And I just, you know, for all of you to understand, I want to explain this to you quickly. You know, there's certain questions that, if we answered them, have to do with negative things that are going on our planet. And if I ask that question, and we happen to get a correct answer about something that was really something that was done surreptitiously, secretively, we might not stay in business, okay? And we'd lose all the good stuff that we're doing. So it is better to avoid those questions. There is a huge amount of information on the internet about some of this stuff. And usually, if you search around, you'll finally get to what it is. Dharmananda asked about the Malaysian airplane. Where is it? You know, and
And it's not a good question to ask Dharmananda for that reason. Then everyone will want to ask those kinds of questions. And I would tell them not to answer it, okay? And so thank you for understanding that.
Thank you. We will address that to some degree as we realize that the people all over the world are concerned. And as we look at the answers in layers, there is the layer of the people on the plane and their jobs and their occupations and their loved ones who are very, very concerned. That is one layer. Then there is the layer of the plane. And then there is the layer of what happened to the plane. And any individual who knows what happened to the plane. And the secrets that are associated with that. And then the agendas that are associated with that. And we suggest, Dharmananda, that you pray for the health of the people that are involved, all the people that are involved, and that you pray for the relatives, and you pray for the people that were on that plane, and keep praying for them and their relatives as the finality of everything concerning it has not yet been decided.
Thank you. And thank you for your answer. We are out of time for tonight. One thing, let me see here, if there's anything. David, ask your question again. David Agrat in Phoenix, if you don't mind. And also, Acela, ask your question again, if you don't mind. And I think Julianne is to ask your question next week. And usually, if I don't get to a question, you're welcome to keep asking it as much as you want. And if I think it's an inappropriate question, I'll email you and tell you it's inappropriate. If you keep asking it, I'll eventually get to it. And it just indicates to me that it's important for you to get the answer if I get that question every week. So on that note, I thank our sources. Do you have a final notes, messages for us before we sign off?
We see this connection with each and every one of you and the potential people that may join eventually as being a grounding, a stretching and connecting of love between the higher realm and where you are at this time, as you are also a part of the higher realm, even though you are in a third density. You are a part of the higher realm and a part of all that is. And we love you. Thank you.
And also, Meryl, thank you. Meryl submitted a question. It's a very good question. And please submit that again, okay? And on that note, We wish you all a really good evening, a loving evening, good connections in your heart to all that is, and we'll see you Sunday if you're here for the first time. Our Sunday call is our most popular, and it's one where we focus on the energies of the higher sources and bring them in, and we actually make requests on a personal and planetary level, and I hope you listen in. And on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Wynn.
Spirit in you that I honor with, I honor the spirit in me that I honor within you.
Or like the God in me recognizes the God in you. That's that little symbol they do.
Is that, and Marilyn, ask your question again also, okay?
I want to tell everyone, if you haven't read the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, you really should. I'm having like unbelievable experiences from reading the book. I'm in my second reading, and it's phenomenal what's happening just from reading that book. It is more than just about David Wilcock, and yeah, it's amazing. It really is. It's very good. Yeah.
And Marilyn, I think you're starting to get dream messages.
I am. I don't know. You have to tell me what that is. But that was very surprising. I have no idea. That's from reading the book. That absolutely was from reading the book.
Are you keeping a diary and writing them down?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
The rock writing them down and keeping a diary?
I don't know if that meant anything, Wynn. You'll have to decipher that. I sure don't even know what that means.
Well, they're very cryptic, you know. The rock group is very cryptic in the way they say things. And it's kind of like they're in a Zen kind of way.
Uh-huh.
And they trigger a thought process. What do they mean by... Well, sometimes, you know, you start to get the feeling for them, and then they'll get more... They could get more specific. I don't know.
Do you know
but,
Yeah, I can't sort of... I don't have that in front of me. It's something about a... some kind of... I don't have it in front of me now, because I'm listening to the call.
Yeah. Submit it again, and I'll get to it, okay?
If you figure it out, let me know.
I could try to say something, but I don't even like to try to from my own levels. If I was the only guy here, I might try, but since we have sources that are way above me, then, I mean, sometimes I know things for sure, and then I'm pretty sure, and then I might say something. But in this case, I will let it be between you and them. And on that note, we will see you all next time. And
Namaste.
This conference is being recorded.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Nighty-night,
everybody.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.